Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and this is another quick self-help segment where, in about 10 minutes, I am going to tell you how to make a girl fall in love with you. All right, this is actually a very personal topic that I've been studying very hardcore for the last 2 years because I'm involved in the pickup community, and I came from a place where I had horrible skills with dating, no experience, didn't know how to flirt, didn't know how to attract women, didn't know how to land a girlfriend, didn't know how to keep a girlfriend. These were all new experiences that I had to go through and learn the hard way, much harder than most people did. And through my journey, I actually went through 2 years of brutal training, studying hours and hours of theory, literally over hundreds of hours of theory of how to attract women, what women want, female psychology, and then actually going out and practicing in the field, in clubs and in bars, to actually test the theories and the techniques and teach myself how to attract women. Now, this is a slightly different topic than how to get a girl to fall in love with you, so we need to clarify. There's the attraction phase, and then there's the love phase. So before you can get someone to fall in love with you, and this is the same thing I said in the video, there's a similar video that I shot for girls, before someone can fall in love with you, you need to first meet them, and you need to get some attraction chemistry going, and then you'll build up to the love. In some ways, the love comes naturally, so you don't need to worry about that too much. What, in fact, you need to focus on is more of the attraction phase. Because once you can attract somebody, then the love just kind of kicks in naturally, and things just start to happen. All you got to do is take the biggest obstacles out of the path, and then that process will be smooth. If you have obstacles in the way, you'll have some problems, and you'll be falling down here even though you're attracting women. And I know some guys that are really good at attracting women, but then they're not able to keep them around because of several problems that they have. So we'll cover some of those. We'll get into a little bit of attraction as well. So what do women really want in guys? This goes to the point of attraction. And even though love, people separate love from attraction, there's a deep connection there. And the fact is that to get love, you need attraction. That attraction basically carries off into love. So what attracts girls to guys? Well, girls are attracted to personality, not looks. This is a very big misconception among guys out there, especially guys who have trouble attracting women, is that they think that their looks are a detriment, and that because they are a little overweight, or they've got some crooked teeth, or they've got some pimples, or they've got this, or they've got that, they don't have the perfect body, they don't have the perfect face, that they can't attract a girl. And nothing could be further from the truth. What women are really attracted to are emotions. So if you can make her feel the right emotions that she likes to feel, then that's it. She's yours. It's done. It's so easy as long as you can make her feel the right emotions. So it's all about the emotions. Women are very, very sensitive to emotions. Guys, we're very logical and we're very visual. So we're going to analyze everything logically about a woman, and we're going to be instantly attracted to her within 5 seconds because of how she looks. That's not the same for girls. For girls, they need to be romanced. They need to be warmed up. And it's not like a light switch, it's more like a dial. That dial needs to be cranked up before she's really into you. To do that, what actually cranks that dial up is the emotions that she's feeling off of you. And the emotions she wants to feel is not even a particular emotions, it's more about the range of emotions that you're giving her. Because her feminine energy, what she wants is she wants to feel kind of the ups and downs, and she wants to be able to rely on you to give her a variety of emotions, hopefully mostly positive, but even negative ones sometimes women like, because that's what they like. They like to experience ranges of emotions. As guys, we generally like to experience like two emotions. We like to be, we're either happy or we're sad or we're like excited, and that's about all we experience as guys. For girls, there's a much wider range of emotions because they're more emotional creatures. And so getting them to feel that, that's why they love guys that are humorous. That's why they love guys that can make them laugh. That's why they love guys that are carefree and laid back. That's why they love guys who will take them on adventures. That's why they like guys who are independent and very strong-willed and have a sense of direction in their life and know what they want. Because a guy like that takes the girl along with him on the journey, and she loves that. One metaphor that they use in the pickup community is that the girl is like a passenger and the guy is like a ship. And what she's doing, because she's feminine, she is going to look around. She's going to see what kind of ships are out there. And let's say we're in the Caribbean, and there's a bunch of little islands, right? And this ship pulls by. And now this girl, she has the option to get on one ship or another ship or a third ship. Which one does she want? She wants the ship that's going to steer her around to like the most exciting and coolest islands. It's going to show her all these great things. It's going to take her on this like tour of the Caribbean. That's what she wants. She doesn't want the ship that's going to take her from the dock to a little cave and then that's it. She doesn't want that. So if you think that you're going to attract a girl by going out there and either going to a bar or a club or meeting her through your friends and then like shacking up with her and dragging her back to your man cave, that's not going to happen. Girls like guys that are social. They like guys that are outgoing. They like guys that have a little bit of edge. They like guys that are a little bit dangerous, a little bit risky, that push them out of their comfort zone and make them do like slightly crazy things that they wouldn't have naturally done before. Because that's giving them emotions, that's emotional stimulation. And this is happening both on the micro and macro level. So on the micro level, the way that happens is just the initial interaction, right? How do you even meet that girl? How do you introduce yourself? Are you coming up there all stilted and just saying, hi, I'm Bob and I work at JP Morgan and I drive a Mercedes and da 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 da. That's all logical talk. The fact is that girls are listening to the subcommunication, the emotional layer of the conversation. So if you go in there with a conversation like that, what's the emotional conversation there? On the logical level, you're presenting yourself as this valuable man. You've got your life together. You went to school. You have some money. You have a nice car. You can provide for her. And that seems like something that she would want. But really, she's a girl. She doesn't want that. She does on a logical level as like a woman, but deep down, she's a girl. And she wants like fun, she wants stimulation, she wants adventure. And she's looking at the emotional level. And the emotional level of that conversation was just like a flat line. Flat line, right? Boring. She doesn't want that. What she wants is to get stimulated. So the guy that will go in there and give her some crazy line or tell her something about herself that makes her a little self-conscious or like pushes her boundaries or tell her something crazy, that will get her interest piqued. Because it's like, oh, he's a little different. He's kind of edgy. He's not like this boring dude. I want to go and see what more is there. She's curious. Now it's like a movie. It's like this interesting movie with like a suspense plot line. It's like a thriller. And she wants to get on that roller coaster ride. She wants to get on that ship. And she wants to see what you can offer her. So that's on the micro level. And then on the macro level, of course, and this is where we get into the whole love thing, how do you get her to fall in love with you, is you try to do that on the macro level too. Once the relationship gets a little more serious, gets past the sex phase, and you're like seriously dating, it's getting a little more heavy into relationship territory, there, it's still about keeping it up. You have to work on your relationship. You can't just sit at home and watch movies together all the time. Like, that's going to be boring. She's going to be bored with that. What you got to be doing is you got to be offering her new things. You got to be like going on exciting dates once in a while at least. You got to have cool friends that she can see and that she could hang out with. You got to be like challenging her in different ways, getting her to learn stuff, taking her to places she's never been to, giving her new experiences. Like, girls love that stuff. If you can do that, she's going to think you're the best boyfriend. Amazing, right? The other thing, of course, women love sex. All women love sex. They're highly sexual creatures. They, in fact, maybe like sex more than guys do. It's just that they've got a lot more social conditioning put upon them, so they can never admit that they like sex that much. But you know how much women like sex if you've been with women. So to really keep a woman around, learn to have amazing sex. And don't be selfish during sex. I see that a lot of guys out there, especially pickup community guys that I've hung around with, they'll be selfish about sex, and it's not going to be about like pleasing the girl, and it's not going to be about like making this amazing experience out of sex. It's going to be like getting your load off real quick, and that's not going to do it. Like, me personally, I love to like experiment. I love to do crazy things. I like to make it special. I like to like go all out for it. I love it myself. I love the reaction I get from it, from the girl. It's awesome. So learn sex. Learn how to be better in bed. Learn how to last longer. Learn how to have like multiple orgasms. Learn how to give her multiple orgasms. Learn how to do different sexual positions. Learn how to have sex in a public bathroom. I don't care. Figure it out. Try, experiment. Be adventurous about this stuff. And you know what? If you're not giving your girl like 5 to 10 orgasms every night, then something is wrong. You suck. And I see this all the time. Like I ask some of my friends, like, how many orgasms are you giving to one of your girls? And he'll just say like, oh, like one, maybe one. I don't even know. Like, I don't even ask them, or I don't even like register it from them. That's preposterous. As a man, you should be giving your girl more than 5 orgasms every single time. Otherwise, I don't know what the hell you're thinking and what you're doing. And if you can do that, then she will love you easy, easy, easy. You will not have a problem with love. The other thing, of course, is women hate it when you get very needy with them and when you make your life about the woman. Your life has to be your life. You have to have a sense of direction. So when you get a girl and you're starting to get a little more serious with her, be very cognizant of the fact that you don't want to be overbearing on her and you don't want to make her the center of your life. Girls hate that, even though it seems like they would want that because it's like, well, I'm lavishing you with all this attention and love. The fact is that they want a man who's a man, and a man who's a man is grounded in something, is grounded in his purpose in life. So actually having a strong sense of purpose in life, having a strong career, having a business that you're running, having something that's important, something that you believe in, something you're willing to fight for, besides your girl, is important because she'll sense that. She'll sense that you're grounded and she'll be able to trust you and rely on you, and she'll be able to be girly around you and express herself. And that's what she really wants, is she wants to kind of like just let go and have you take care of shit for her so that she doesn't have to be the man in the relationship. Do not make her the man. If you make her the man in the relationship, for example, if you make her decide where you guys want to go all the time, if you make her plan your trips, if you are wishy-washy and uncertain, if you have no sense of direction, if you're always telling her to come over and to like be your cherish, and that you're going to just like bunk up with her all the time, that is a surefire way to lose her. She's going to fall out of love with you if you do that. And she's going to find another guy who is more fucking a man than you are, because you're being a pussy. What you need is a strong sense of direction, and do not be dissuaded by her moods. Do not be dissuaded by her pleading you to put all your attention on her. That's not what she really wants. She's going to test you in subtle ways, and she's going to be emotional around you. And what she wants you to do is she wants you to stay the course. She wants you to be strong so that she can do that. That's what she likes. She doesn't want you to become the girl. So do not become the girl. That is a surefire way to lose her and to make her fall out of love with you. But if you do all the other things, then you will attract her and it will grow into love and it will be awesome. Of course, if you want to really keep that going, then you need to work on yourself and you need to make yourself a better man. It's a long-term process. It's a very deep topic to get into. I'm going to cover a lot more of that on actualize.org in my other videos. So if you feel like you want to get this really dialed in and you want to get this dialed in on a very deep level, come check out actualize.org, where I'm going to cover more of these topics. And I cover other self-development topics, which are all pertinent to getting the girl, because of course the girl also wants you to be a successful man. She wants you to have some money, even though money is not strictly important. You know, she wants you to be well off. It's going to be a factor in your favor. And she wants you to be, grounded. She wants you to be emotionally unreactive to her moods. And to do that, you need a sense of self-control and self-mastery, emotional self-mastery, which is a lot of the topics that I cover in the videos that I shoot on actualize.org. So go ahead and check it out. Leave your comments here. Please like it. Please share it. And subscribe to my newsletter. All right? This is Leo signing off.